Hello and welcome. Today, we're going to explore the Brady List, a critical tool in ensuring fairness, transparency, and accountability within our criminal justice system. You may have heard of it in connection with landmark Supreme Court cases like Brady v. Maryland and Giglio v. United States, which require prosecutors to disclose evidence that may impact a defendant's guilt, punishment, or the credibility of key witnesses, including law enforcement officers. But what makes the Brady List so important today? Let me walk you through its key functions and how it's changing the way justice is served. First and foremost, the Brady List ensures enforcement discretion. It's crucial to understand that this platform does not rely on machine learning, artificial intelligence, or any other automated coded mechanisms to make decisions. This list is human-driven, preserving the nuanced discretion necessary for each case. Law enforcement agencies maintain control over the process, making sure that officers' conduct is evaluated fairly and accurately. Next, the platform is designed to empower prosecutorial disclosure. While prosecutors have long been required to share Brady material, this can be a complex and time-consuming task, especially across large jurisdictions. The Brady List simplifies this by automating the compilation of data across entire jurisdictions, ensuring prosecutors have what they need to fulfill their disclosure obligations effectively and efficiently. It's a groundbreaking resource that streamlines the process of identifying potential credibility issues. But that's not all. The Brady List also enables judicial oversight in a way never before possible. It is the first platform of its kind that serves the judiciary by ensuring the proper delivery of Brady material disclosures. This means judges now have a direct line to review whether Brady evidence has been handled and disclosed appropriately, safeguarding the integrity of the trial process. At the heart of this innovation is a commitment to building trust in the community through transparency. Unlike closed-door systems, this Brady List is and always will be open to the public. By giving everyone from legal professionals to everyday citizens access to this information, we foster an environment of openness and accountability, critical to maintaining public confidence in the justice system. Finally, the Brady List is about demonstrating accountability across the board. It encourages law enforcement, prosecutors, and the judiciary to showcase their entire workflow, from the intake of complaints through categorization, investigation, and the final resolution. By documenting each step, the Brady List provides a clear, transparent record of how justice is pursued and delivered, ensuring that the highest standards of conduct are maintained. In summary, the Brady List is revolutionizing the way we ensure fairness in our justice system. By promoting discretion, empowering prosecutors, enabling judicial oversight, and fostering transparency, it stands as a beacon of accountability. Thank you for joining me, and remember, an informed and transparent justice system is one where trust and fairness can thrive. In Colorado, as in every state, the U.S. Constitution mandates prosecutors to disclose exculpatory evidence, material that could aid in a defendant's defense, under the Brady v. Maryland decision. This requirement is rooted in the 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendments to guarantee fair trials and due process. However, the reality in Colorado is far from compliant. Despite these obligations, the state has not fully adopted or enforced the Brady List, which is designed to track law enforcement officers with credibility issues. This neglect compromises the integrity of our courts and denies countless defendants their constitutional rights. So how is this system allegedly working in Colorado? Who is responsible for this systemic failure? Let's break it down. The Brady List is a tool designed to ensure that law enforcement officers with histories of misconduct, use of force violations, or dishonest testimony are flagged and their records disclosed in relevant criminal cases. Yet Colorado's use of this tool remains inconsistent at best. One of the most glaring examples of this failure is the case of the Arapahoe County District Attorney's Office under DA John Kellner, where a pattern of withheld exculpatory evidence has led to multiple mistrials and even mass exonerations. In cases like that of Noe Gaimes Ruiz, the suppression of crucial evidence by Arapahoe County prosecutors resulted in severe legal repercussions, including sanctions from the Colorado Court of Appeals. These failures are not just isolated incidents, but reflect a broader systemic issue across the state. The Governor Jared Polis signed major police accountability legislation in 2020, which included the abolition of qualified immunity for law enforcement officers. While this reform addressed police accountability, it largely left prosecutorial misconduct, like the failure to disclose Brady material, unaddressed. Polis has emphasized police reform, but there has been little focus on addressing prosecutorial failures like those seen in Arapahoe County. The gap between police reforms and the ongoing issues in Brady compliance remains a critical flaw in his administration's approach to criminal justice. Governor Polis could champion further reforms that enforce mandatory use of the Brady List across all jurisdictions, along with oversight measures to ensure compliance. These reforms would hold prosecutors accountable for failing to disclose exculpatory evidence, ensuring fairer trials across the state. Phil Weiser is Colorado's Attorney General. Weiser has been active in criminal justice reform, but his focus has been more on police misconduct than on prosecutorial transparency. Despite this, the ongoing failure to properly disclose exculpatory evidence remains largely unaddressed under his watch. While the Attorney General has supported transparency and accountability in law enforcement, there is no significant record of him addressing the state's lack of consistent Brady disclosures. This oversight is crucial, as prosecutorial misconduct often goes unnoticed until it causes irreparable harm. The Attorney General could use his office to enforce stricter Brady compliance statewide, ensuring district attorneys like John Kellner are following constitutional mandates. Creating statewide guidelines for Brady disclosures and holding prosecutors accountable could drastically reduce wrongful convictions. Chief Justice Brian Boatwright of the Colorado Supreme Court has ruled on individual cases involving prosecutorial misconduct, but has yet to issue any sweeping reforms or guidance on Brady compliance. There has been no public stance from the Supreme Court specifically addressing the Brady violations plaguing the state. The failure to act may be rooted in the court's reactive rather than proactive role in these issues. The judiciary could take a more active role in monitoring how Brady violations are handled across the state and ensuring that lower courts enforce these constitutional protections. Eric Bourgerie, the director of the Colorado Peace Officer Standards and Training POST Board. POST is responsible for ensuring officers meet ethical standards and are properly trained. It has worked on developing a Brady List, but enforcement and integration of the list into prosecutorial practices remain inconsistent. POST has largely remained focused on police conduct without extending its influence to ensure the integration of Brady material into court proceedings, which has been a critical gap. POST could mandate stricter compliance with Brady List submissions, ensuring that law enforcement officers with credibility issues are flagged, and this information is disclosed to prosecutors and courts. The Colorado State Bar, overseen by the Attorney Regulation Counsel Jessica Yates, is responsible for ensuring ethical conduct among attorneys. The bar has focused on disciplining individual attorneys, but has not tackled systemic issues, like the failure to comply with Brady obligations. Without holding district attorneys accountable, these systemic failures persist. The bar has not taken a public position on the state's broader failure to comply with Brady requirements, leaving much of the oversight to the courts and individual prosecutors' offices. The bar could establish clear ethical guidelines around Brady disclosures and enforce penalties for attorneys who repeatedly fail to meet these obligations. Colorado's 2020 decision to end qualified immunity for law enforcement officers is a significant step toward accountability. However, it introduces a new system. Law enforcement officers are now covered by professional liability insurance based on risk assessments that are heavily influenced by their records, including Brady material. This shift could also apply to prosecutors, pushing for financial accountability through insurance risk assessments if they fail to uphold their Brady obligations. The actuarial data, largely based on Brady violations and misconduct, could prevent repeat offenders from operating unchecked. The state of Colorado is not in compliance with the U.S. Constitution's mandate for fair trials and due process. The state's leadership, from the governor to the attorney general and local district attorneys like John Kellner, has failed to ensure that Brady disclosures are consistently made. This failure not only leads to wrongful convictions, but also opens the door to costly post-conviction lawsuits. The Brady List offers a clear solution, but without enforcement, Colorado's justice system will continue to compromise the rights of its citizens. It is time for Colorado to make these reforms a priority before the cost of inaction becomes unbearable.